Moff Lesserson's residence, Senate District, Coruscant.
I'm keeping an eye on him, Moff Lesserson said as he relaxed back into the tub full of pleasant-smelling water. Not, mind you, that it's all that hard to do.
Indeed.
Moff Vanson's voice over the comm was amused and wry. The conversation had begun earlier that night over an excellent meal, accompanied by two bottles of imported gold wine. The hour had grown late, and Vanson had an early morning meeting, so the discussion continued via comm. The serving droid rolled up to the edge of the tub with a glass and what was left of the second bottle of gold wine. Lesserson poured the remainder of the beverage into the fluted glass and took a sip. It was an excellent vintage, of course, and Lesserson had several cases of the stuff. There was a bittersweet irony in that the beverage was Hapen. After his latest dealings with the Hapens, the last thing he wanted was to be reminded of that particular part of space. And yet, the beverage went down so smoothly. One could dislike the Hapens and still admire their skills in viticulture and enology.
I'd say all you really need to do is keep an eye on Jaina Solo,
Vanson continued. Lesserson smiled thinly and took another sip.
Child's play itself. Jagged Fell may be the nominal head of the Empire and a disciplined soldier, but he's a pathetic puppy when it comes to matters of the heart. He has no concept of how to properly keep a mistress.
Lesserson's thoughts wandered to one such Moff mistress, an infamous one who now ran the Galactic Alliance, and he frowned slightly. He edged down farther into the warm water, letting it soak the tension from him. She'd been fine enough when Willif Tarkin was alive. He'd known how to keep her properly under his thumb. Now she was causing them no end of difficulties. Female Moffs, what was the Empire coming to?
Granted, he chose a headstrong one, and I'm not sure who is keeping whom,
Vanson said. Lesserson laughed out loud at that.
A nerf bull with a ring through his nose can be easily led, he said.
Jaina Solo is doing the leading, not us. It is unfortunate that he has become taken with a Jedi, especially one with such a pedigree. He has made his informal and personal relationship with her into a governmental one, and that doesn't sit well with me, nor many others.
Lesserson shrugged. The water splashed softly with the gesture.
What you say is true, Vanson, but if we understand how Solo is leading, we can use that to our advantage. The pup is distracted. You saw him at the last meeting, kept checking his chrono.
He thinks he has brought us in line because he wants to think that, so he can pursue his extracurricular activities without feeling he's neglecting his duty.
No. The Moffs had most definitely not been brought to heel the way the Jedi had wanted on that dreadful day when Jason Solo had been cut down by the very same Jedi female presently under discussion. Han Solo's blaster threat had been empty. The man did not have the stuff for such a cold-blooded, systematic execution simply for revenge. But Skywalker's threat hadn't been empty. It hadn't even been veiled. Luke Skywalker had very bluntly stated they had two choices. One, become Hapen prisoners of war and face a war crimes trial for the nanokiller attack the Moffs had launched against the royal family. Or two, the Moff Council could join in reestablishing the Galactic Alliance. Skywalker had appointed Jagged Fell on the spot. It had been ease itself to agree to the second option. The first was hardly viable. But that did not mean the Moffs would stop looking out for themselves. It was good to have gone from the Imperial Remnant to Empire again. But what exactly did that mean? How to make it more than an empty title? That was the puzzle Moff Lesserson had been gnawing on daily.
Patience is a virtue, my friend. Let Fell carry on this little love affair. Passion burns hot and fast. It makes mistakes and clouds judgment, and when his judgment is cloudiest, we will be there to take advantage of it.
Opportunities were everywhere, all the time, for sharp minds to find, like cred coins dropped on a pavement.
and Lesserson had a very sharp mind. There were so very many enemies to set at one another's throats. Dalla was already doing a very good job of alienating the Jedi. Lesserson didn't think he could have done any better. The Jedi, in turn, were doubtless up to something. He wasn't sure what, yet. But he did not think for an instant that the elegant, courteous Kenth Hamner spoke for every single Jedi Knight, or indeed, even Master in the Order. The observers, who had now been legally abolished, had been good for Dalla and the GA, not so good for the Moffs. Far better to have the Jedi thinking they weren't being watched. Two Jedi were now incarcerated. That was good. The Jedi had been chafing under Dalla and all but reveling in their new legal freedom. That was good, too. Jag was distracted, and so was Jaina. And reporters were apparently annoying the two to no end. Also very good. The threads were all there. Now to weave them into a tapestry that would illustrate a picture of the Moffs restored to their rightful imperial glory, without a lovesick puppy of a pilot at its head. Lesserson drained the wine, looked at the empty glass, and smiled.